And as President Trump and the First Lady make a visit to Texas today, a rain gauge southeast of Houston recorded 49.32 inches of rain from Harvey, breaking a record set in 1978, and it is still raining. NPR's John Burnett is in Houston. And John, tell us where you are and what you're seeing.
Well, I'm riding with a colleague. We're in a big truck, and we are driving the streets of northeast Houston, trying to find a way to a staging area where the Cajun Navy, a bunch of private citizens who brought their fishing boats, are staging in a Walmart parking lot and then launching into floodwaters to go back into the neighborhoods and rescue people. You know, depending on where you are in Houston, there are areas that have turned into lagoons and inland lakes, and there are other parts that are that the drainage is still working. It's not blocked. And so we've had pretty good luck in the last 15 minutes. There's a light rain, and there's not many people out on the streets, and the whole city's shut down.
We're hearing that the Coast Guard is taking 1,000 calls per hour and has rescued more than 3,000 people by boat. Are you seeing rescues going on?
Yeah, you can see these big orange Coast Guard choppers because so many of the elevated freeways have been isolated and shut down because of flooding. The Coast Guard is using any freeway surface as a landing zone, and so you see them coming down, and then they'll bring these soaking wet victims out, sometimes elderly in wheelchairs, carrying them out, and then the Texas State Guard and other volunteers will help them, you know, out of the prop wash and get them into the George Brown Convention Center, get them a blanket and some hot coffee and medical care if they need it. It's wrenching, very emotional to see, Jeremy.
In terms of the George Brown Convention Center, that's one of the places that people are going, and we're hearing that there are some 7,000 people there already. Is there enough capacity for the people that need shelter?
No, there's not. They're already over capacity. The numbers are really hard to come by, so let's just say there are thousands in the convention center. They just opened it a couple of days ago, and it's already full. So they're opening other shelters around the city, and other Texas cities like Austin, San Antonio, Dallas have opened up their coliseums and their rodeo arenas to bring people in, just like in Katrina. They're sending buses, and, you know, Texas cities are really pulling together.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Katrina, John, because our NPR listeners may remember your reporting during Katrina and I think involving the convention center and the people who were stranded there, and a lot of government officials weren't even aware of what you were reporting at the time. What kind of comparisons are you seeing with Katrina?
Well, you know, it's kind of apples and oranges, Jeremy. Houston had a lot of advance warning. They knew this was coming, for, you know, days in advance, and were told to beware of a long, soaking, terrible storm. Katrina, no one predicted that the levees would fail, and that water came up so fast. And in the lower Ninth Ward, it was like a tidal wave. And so, you know, they lost hundreds and hundreds of people. There were lots of drownings. Phenomenally, there have been less than a dozen deaths, as far as I'm aware, as a result of this storm. And then also in New Orleans, you had the police. I mean, you know, they had emergency plans. You know, it's a city that knows hurricanes, but they lost all communication. And so the police were just lone wolves out driving. They weren't in touch with their supervisors. They were all just, you know, working on their own out of their patrol cars, those that weren't flooded. So the infrastructure of emergency services is much more intact in Houston than it was in New Orleans. And it's just, there's not this sense of desperation in the streets that I sensed all over New Orleans.
Is there any sense at this point of when the water might start to recede in Houston?
It's still going to be cresting here. I mean, it's still raining today. It's supposed to continue tomorrow, although this huge tropical system has moved, is lumbering off toward the east, toward southeast Louisiana. You know, these bayous are still cresting. They're still draining water from the watersheds. And so I cannot say when the water is going to start going down.
John, John, before we let you go, is there somebody that you've met in your reporting there that sticks in your mind as a victim of this storm, which is going to have so many?
You know, I have to tell you that people we've met have been very upbeat, and you know, they have their lives, and they've lost their homes, or at least you know, tons of water damage. But it certainly struck me, there was a couple that we met on the street downtown yesterday. Their house in Bel Air had flooded, and she was in a wheelchair. She was a private school teacher. She had a broken leg, and her husband was pushing her, and they were just kind of lucky to be alive. They were looking forward to getting to a hotel that had given them a room to get a hot bath, and they were just kind of taking it literally 1 hour at a time, hanging together, depending on the kindness of strangers. And that's how Houston is getting through this trauma right now.
That's NPR's John Burnett joining us from Houston. John, thank you so much.
You bet, Jeremy.